Professor and News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House is disputing allegations of religious intolerance stemming over a flap over Easter. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Trump campaign, Republican officials, and some religious conservatives blasted the White House when President Biden proclaimed March 31st as Transgender Day of Visibility. This year, Easter Sunday fell on the same date, and that outraged Biden critics. House Speaker Johnson said the White House betrayed the central tenet of Easter. But the president said he didn't do that, and White House officials say Mr. Biden would never abuse his Christian faith. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Gas prices spiked recently. What's the latest at your local fill-up station?
Gas is about $3.53 a gallon. That's up about 20 cents in a month, but about the same as a week ago, says the AAA. Spokesman Andrew Gross says concern about Ukraine's war with Russia likely spiked oil prices recently. Highest gas prices now are in California. It's $5.10 a gallon there. The lowest prices are in parts of the South and Midwest. It's $3.07 in Mississippi, $3.15 in Kansas. I'm Rita Foley.
Officials say the U.S. Coast Guard has opened a temporary alternate channel for vessels clearing debris at the site of the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Captain David O'Connell is the federal on-scene coordinator. He said in a statement Monday that it is an important first step along the road to reopening the Port of Baltimore. The White House also says President Biden will visit the site on Friday. Also, the ship's owners and managers have filed a court petition seeking to limit their legal liability at under $44 million. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 240 points, the NASDAQ rose 17. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on abortion in a new poll.
It comes from Fox News, and it indicates that 35% of respondents think abortion should always be legal, while another 24% want the procedure to be legal most of the time with some restrictions. 32% of Americans say abortion should be illegal, except in cases of rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother. Only 7% want abortion to be outlawed in all circumstances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Thailand's lower house overwhelmingly approved a gay marriage bill. If that measure becomes law, it would make Thailand the first Southeast Asia country to allow homosexuals to legally wed. The bill now goes to the Senate, which rarely rejects any legislation that passes the lower house, and then to the king for royal endorsement. Asia is seen as a more socially conservative region, but aggressive campaigns by international LGBT organizations are beginning to make inroads. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks slipped from their record highs after a surprisingly strong report on U.S. manufacturing raised worries about how much interest rates could ease this year. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%, coming off an all-time high in its latest winning month. Treasury yields climbed after a report said manufacturing unexpectedly returned to growth. That raised concerns about upward pressure on inflation, which could diminish the Federal Reserve's desire to cut those interest rates. The Dow was down 240 points to close at 39,566. The NASDAQ gained 17 to 16,396. The S&P 500 dropped 10 points to 5243. New York oil rose 54 cents to $83.71 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.